Going to the general election in Belarus. It was held yesterday. The incumbent Alexander Lukashenko winning a sixth term as president, according to an exit poll with more than 80% of the vote. But many regard Mr. Lukashenko as little better than a dictator. He leans heavily towards Moscow, and his regime has attracted sanctions from both the EU and the US in the past. However, the leader of the opposition is our focus this lunchtime. She's Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, and she has refused to recognise the result. Well, Svetlana has stepped into the shoes of her husband. He was jailed earlier this year by the authorities in Belarus. And Svetlana is a mother. She's also an English teacher. She spent many of her summers in Roscrea in County Tipperary, where she received respite following the Chernobyl disaster. Well, Henry Dean's family in Roscrea looked after Svetlana for many summers, many periods of time here in Ireland. And I spoke to him earlier. I asked him what sort of person Svetlana was.
Well, Svetlana came, first of all, as a 12-year-old little girl. And she was quite intelligent and fun-loving and outgoing. And she had studied basic English in her primary school there. And her teacher asked us to bring her over because she was from a very poor family, and she needed a break from the life in Belarus. So we brought her over, first of all, as a child, and we used to have up to six children staying in our home at any given time. And we used to bring them in June, and then different group in July, and a different group in August. And then in December, we would bring, during the school break, we would bring another group. So she came annually because she needed further treatment and that. And then her English was so good, we kept her as an interpreter. And then later we brought her back and we got her some casual work on a factory floor here locally, which allowed her to pay for her education, her clothing, her accommodation and that kind of thing. But she's a lovely kid, and when she got married to Sergei Tikhanovsky, her first child was a little boy who was profoundly deaf. So we were able to help, and she her little boy got an ocular implant into his brain to help him hear. And they even moved, the family moved to Minsk, where they would be closer to proper schools that are going to accommodate his needs. So she's very, very close to her family, but her family are living abroad now for her children because her husband is in prison and her life is at risk.
Tell me, Henry Dean, the girl that you knew and continue to know, did you ever imagine she could be in the position she's currently in, where she's challenging a man who many see as being the last dictator in Europe, Alexander Lukashenko?
Not in our wildest dreams, Christopher. We never imagined, nor I'm sure did she, until her husband was imprisoned and she was asked to take his place.
Was she always outspoken, as she clearly must be, to be taking the very brave steps she's doing, fighting the general election in Belarus, or would you have described her as more of a quiet-spoken person?
Outgoing and not overly politically minded, but most of the children, all of the children that came here, would not speak openly about the political situation in Belarus. You know, in case to be heard or somebody would quote them. But she was unafraid. She would speak about it openly, that the people of Belarus were disillusioned with the whole political situation.
Clearly, Svetlana has had a good time in Roscrea in County Tipperary over the years. She must think very warmly of the place.
Absolutely. When she got married, of course, we stopped bringing her over and that kind of thing. But we speak regularly on FaceTime and Duo. We still maintain a good relationship, as we do with all of the children that came here, you know.
Have you been able to speak to Svetlana since her husband was arrested and imprisoned?
No. No, Christopher, I felt that it would be in her safety if she didn't have any contact with the outside world, just in case it would be, you know, used against her in any way.
According to the exit polls in Belarus, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has not won. She's been heavily defeated by the incumbent. What do you think will happen next?
I think there was no doubt whatsoever that this would be the outcome, because Lukashenko is not going to give up easily, and he certainly doesn't want to be ousted by a girl. He calls her a little girl, a poor little girl. So he's right from that perspective. She is a poor little girl, but nobody expected her to do any better. But this is the biggest opposition to Lukashenko's reign in the past 26 years.
And presumably, there is always a welcome for her in County Tipperary, in Ross
Grey. Oh, absolutely.
In your
absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Henry Dean there from Ross Grey in County Tipperary on his friendship with Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who is the leader of the Belarus opposition and fighting the general election there over the weekend. Now, let's